and his compete level and his tenacity. But that's how deep we were last year. You have to be able to get the puck onto the hands of the forwards on some rush situations. I mean, Shane Hanna, our winning goal against Bowling Green was Matt Roy inside our blue line to Shane Hanna, another defenseman at the far blue line for a breakaway. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just instinct. You know what I mean? That's just a hockey player to a hockey player. And those guys are both pros. They both signed pro deals. One signed early with LA. So if we can get our defense to grow, there's not going to be – I mean, the only difference between Cooper Watson and Cliff Watson is a maturity level. They're the same player. You put the same number on them, people aren't going to see the difference. Mm-hmm. Both of them are mean. Cliff was just more – you know, he's more polished. He was a senior last year. He played – you know, he was a freshman when he was a freshman, but he wasn't a freshman last year. Cooper will be a freshman in the same basic body and everything like that. But – that'll be the biggest difference, is our ability of our defense to get the puck, first get the puck, you know, to be able to win those battles and get the puck like Hannah and Roy and those guys, and then be able to make good quality plays and get our forwards, which is going to be our strength, involved and active in the game. And that's why we want to make sure that our forecheck is good, so that when we do get the puck and do get it in the offensive zone or get it in positions, we want to be able to make sure that our forwards can now, the strength of our team can get involved and do what they do and give us dominance in that regards.
Sounds good. More of your questions for Coach Sean coming up. You still have time to get one in if you haven't yet. DJ@themix93.com. And we'll also chat a little bit about the NHL draft that recently wrapped up, and of course the Stanley Cup playoffs and all that good stuff. It's all part of the Joe Sean Hour right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Got the fender bender blues, people stop and stare. You need advanced tech body repair. Your car's looking new, it's a beautiful sight. Advanced tech gets the job done right. Clean, friendly service without delay. Without delay. Don't drive that wreck for one more day. Beat the fender bender blues. Advanced tech body repair. Advanced tech.
John D. John D. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 73 and west winds blowing at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight becoming partly cloudy, low around 52. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow 70 degrees and south winds at 5 to 10 become southeast in the afternoon. Tomorrow night cloudy, showers likely, low of 53. And Thursday, chance of showers in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. High of 66. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
The 50th edition of Summerfest in Milwaukee is here and everyone is invited. From hip hoppers to teeny boppers, punk rockers to folk rockers. There's everything from EDM to R&B, blues rock to bluegrass. It's a little of everything under the sun. The fest that stood the test of time is throwing a party for the ages. Don't miss a beat. Go to summerfest.com for the full lineup, dates, tickets, and more. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's not just a summer sale, it's the sale of the summer. Maybe the sale of the century. And it's at Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Over 3,000 items, up to 50% off. Register to win over $3,000 in prizes. Sofas, $349. Recliners, $199. Twin mattresses, $75. Queen mattresses, $219. And dining sets, $399. Free delivery, free disposal, no credit financing, and layaway. The sale of the summer. Sale of the century. On now through July 1st at Gartner's Gallery in Hancock.
Ashley, because she's super fun, she spells her name with double E's instead of one. So please, when it gets hot this summer, share a coat with Ashley in the sun. She doesn't need a why, don't even ask me why, just share a nice cold coat with Ashley.
That's just one of many tunes to celebrate that names are back on ice cold Coca-Cola this summer. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
In the summer, it's a celebration. That's why I'm sharing a Coke with Jason. It's hot and the sun is blazing. So I'm sharing a Coke, cause Coca-Cola tastes amazing. And Jason's trying to get his taste on. So I'm sharing a Coke.
That's just one of many tunes to celebrate that names are back on ice-cold Coca-Cola this summer. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Splash Copper, Copper Art, Greenstone, Lake Superior Agate, and Copper Jewelry, all locally made in the Copper Country by Keweenaw Gem and Gift. Visit the gift shop that produces collectibles and jewelry from their very own foundry and lapidary shops. Free rock collecting around the old mining ore cars located outside the gift shop. Agates, quartz, hematite, and many more specimens. All for free. Great fun for all ages. Open 7 days a week. Keweenaw Gem and Gift, located on Razorback Drive across from the Rock House in Houghton.
The Pine Mountain Music Festival presents the Lake Effect Quintet with local legends Mike Irish, Mike Christensen, Dan Kamarzek, and Glenn Basham. This groundbreaking instrumental ensemble, an innovative array of modern music from jazz standards to rock classics to popular tunes. The quintet is one of the most refreshing and imaginative professional ensembles in the Midwest. The Lake Effect Quintet, Friday, June 30th at the Orpheum Theater in Hancock.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat specials at Joey's Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Tuesdays, all-you-can-eat Joey's Original Fish and Chips. Wednesdays, all-you-can-eat Chicken and Popcorn Shrimp. Thursdays, all-you-can-eat Shrimp. Plus, Joey's has seafood and soups any day, salads, tacos, chicken, ribs, steaks, burgers, and many gluten-free menu options as well. Stop in for a quick lunch or dinner paired with your favorite beer, wine, or cocktail. We hope to see you soon. It's our pleasure to serve you at Joey's Seafood and Grill. Keweenaw Automotive, a Carfax Advantage dealer, an enormous selection of quality rust-free cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Something for every budget, and you're sure to find your next set of wheels from the good folks at Keweenaw Automotive. Across from Walmart in Houghton, Keweenaw Automotive, a locally owned automotive center, serving the Copper Country for 30 years, offering only the best pre-owned vehicles, automotive service, and tire sales. That's Keweenaw Automotive M26 in Houghton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturdays, 9 to 3. You can also find them on Facebook, KeweenawAutomotive.com.
Joe Sean Hour continues here on Mix 93, an off-season Joe Sean Hour, but there is no off-season for Coach Joe Sean or his staff, as they are constantly working behind the scenes, and that's why we have these shows, kind of keep everybody up to date on everything. Let's get to more questions for Coach Joe Sean, and where are we? Here we are. The NHL draft seems to indicate they are looking more at speed, mobility, and quickness instead of size and physical presence for both forwards and defensemen. Do you, Coach Sean, believe the college game might be going in that direction, or is size still one of the first things recruiters are looking for when evaluating players?
No, it's definitely gone that direction. But with speed and things, you have to have skill. If you're going to be smaller, I mean, all things being equal, you'd take a bigger guy because he's just heavier. He's harder to play against. But what's gone to is the ability to make a play. There's a huge, I mean, I think the it took a while for, I guess, the European influence to really grab, but it's definitely, and it's gone that way for quite a while now. You look at Johnny Gaudreau, those guys, they're how they're impacting the National Hockey League. Scott Gomez back, the smaller guys are impacting it in a big way. They're making plays, the Johnson in Tampa Bay. So it's gone that way. We've gone that way. We recruited a couple guys this year based on their ability. Late, we took Justin Misiak late because we had some opening at the forward position, and he can skate. He can push back defenders, and we thought we missed that a little bit last year because the guy that we had the year before that could really do that was C.J. Ike. He would get that and go north and south and back people off, and we wanted to be able to do that a little better. So we have a couple guys, Marcus Russell. I'm talking about recruits now. I'm not letting Kelvin do his job, but a couple guys coming in that can really pick him up and put him down.
Next question, Coach, is you always appear to be a pretty laid-back guy. How is your personality going to change now as a head coach again, especially your demeanor on the ice, in practice, and on the bench during games?
I love that question because some of my former players and people I know have read some things that have been out about me and wherever they pick the stuff up, and they send me emails. Are they talking about the same guy? So I'll be an idiot at times. There's no question about it. You get older, you raise kids, you get probably a little calmer. But I think my worst trait is probably my temper. So what you learn, I think what you learn a little bit is how to control it. But there will come times where it gets the best of me, and I hope it doesn't. You never want it to impact a game ever. You don't want to be an idiot with referees, because the reality of it is that when you look at it on video, usually you can see the other side, even with players. Like even with players, when you're younger.